Right now we're in Phoenix, Arizona. We're at Fight Ready MMA. And I'm here training with Captain America over here, Captain Eric Albarrison. He puts in a lot of these tactics for me that he got from the military. And since I'll be looking through these lenses, I'm gonna try to catch these balls. So just hand-eye coordination, especially when you're dizzy enough fighting, you don't know where you're at.
He looks like the Terminator.
Right?
Henry 3.0 sent back from the future to change the path. That last fight is the past. That last fight is behind him.
It's been 2 years. It's been a little over 2 years since I fought Demetrius.
He could barely see out these glasses, but he has to anticipate the path of my strike.
Fighting for a world title, especially fighting somebody that defeats you, it's extremely special to me. Like, it's not just an opportunity, but it's extremely special to me knowing that I want to get a second crack at the guy that defeated me the first time.
Stop.
You know, not too many people get a second chance against the pound-for-pound best fighter in the world, so I'm excited, and I'm excited to actually fight him this time.
Fucking Terminator.
Yeah.
Fucking launch me.
Yep.
Those are cookies for dogs, not you guys. Do not eat those. Okay, that's good.
Oh, Dad, look at this giant shark.
Whoa, put it back. Let's go.
That was huge.
Yeah, I'm fighting Henry Cejudo. It's a rematch. We fought at UFC 197 about 2 years ago. Where the hell is your brother?
Get more than a flesh. Oh my goodness, what are those? Look.
You know, I'm going on my 12th title defense. There hasn't been another athlete in the world of mixed martial arts that's gone on 12 consecutive title defenses. I've always shown up to defend this belt.
We got all our stuff. We got the cage. We got the plants. We're ready to go for our pack.
Yeah, and I just keep on fucking knocking him down, man.
I guess he went. I think he knows you.
I always say I'm not about the bug life.
Take that part. Okay.
But I support them. Support them.
Then you be the cricket talking.
God, no, please give me one more chance to get out of here. Please.
Never. I got sharp.
Yep, eat him.
Awesome.
DJ is extremely disciplined mentally. His work ethic is unparalleled in the world. And we don't really have to worry about not being ready or taking an opponent lightly.
Go!
Our fight is not against the opponent, it's against ourselves. We're working on things with DJ every time he comes out, every day that he comes into the gym, and we want to see him improve every piece of his game. There's all kinds of tools in the toolbox, and you don't know which one's going to come out until the opponent shows you which one's going to come out.
We're going up to Squad Peak. I grew up coming here when I was a kid. My coach used to always bring us, Frank Science, used to always bring us out here. We used to run it every Saturday, Sunday. And not only did we hike it or run up it once, but we'll do it twice. It's just old school. This is where this chest hair's grown. Fear the patch.
The second match, you're gonna see yourself. You're gonna lift all the pressure off you. We're gonna find a million reasons to put a pressure on Mighty Mouse. We are preparing to win the flyweight championship of the world. The belt, the gold, the legacy, the castle. It's all there for the taking. Go take it.
Today was a good day.
Yeah.
Better run.
Fight week, exciting, man. Staples Center fighting Cody Garbrandt rematch. Finally close this chapter off with Team Alpha Male and all the bullcrap.
Now pull the leg out so you don't trap, right?
Yep.
And now turn. And now reach the kimura here with the hook. And I flip you over.
Felipe DeMonica, he's been the head instructor at Gracie Baja in Irvine. And he's been a huge influence in my last two camps. In the last 2 years of me moving down to Southern California, he's added a lot to my game. With my flows, with my scrambles, me getting certain positions. I'm a killer, man. I'm a killer now once it hits the floor, and I haven't even got to show it yet. My only fight was Cody, and I knocked Cody out in the second round, didn't even get to show it off. So we plan on giving him that death squeeze this fight.
Oh, he faced
his face is red.
He's about to pass out.
His vein is popping up. Keep the pressure. Woo.
He's so focused on what's going on.
Having a baby in fight camp is awesome, honestly. Especially for TJ to come home at night, and what is more relaxing or soothing or bringing more joy than this little face.
Did you say relaxing? Did you say it's very joyful and a distraction? I wouldn't say it's relaxing.
What? Okay, well, I would.
Feeling good, you know, just taking care of a little bit of business. Me and the wife got some pedicures. I got my buddy coming in town to fit me in for my suits for fight week.
That's the banger. That's the banger right there.
This will be the one with the belt.
Yes, sir. Look at that, man. Champ.
Hey,
the champ. I guarantee Cody's gonna come out in the three piece, like,
same thing.
The like English shit. Yeah. It's cool, it's whatever, but yeah, this shit
we got a little bit more style, man. Yeah,
this is the last time I'll ever have to hear Cody Garbrandt's name. You know, I mean, I'm gonna ruin his career at 135 pounds. He'll never get another shot. You know, he's the guy that didn't go back and get better. I'm gonna beat him twice in a row, and I'm the champ. He'll never come back and get it again.
We plan my suits around my belt.
Oh, it's been great. You know, the last few days in Sacramento have been amazing. I've had all my family out here. My mom has spent a few weeks, my little sister staying with us, and just being around family time.
Yeah, come on. Tell me about
one of the best things that's probably happened to me. It is the best thing that's happened to me and my wife, but especially for my career too. It's helped me, you know, find that balance. You know, I go in the gym, I'm there multiple hours a day, and when I leave the gym, you know what I mean? Like, I go home to a different life, a new life. Cheers, guys. Thank you. It makes me push harder when I'm tired, you know, and my body's sore. I always think my little son, I want to give him the world, you know, and I know through fighting I'm able to. You know.
Hey guys, it's all about bringing the belt back with Cody having an awesome performance. This is a great moment. Let's fucking enjoy it, baby. Oh.